This reading from Mark and other readings like it in the other Gospels, Matthew and Luke, are readings that both raise fear and confusion. It's important for us to understand something about these readings, and I won't go into it in any detail because of time. But in the mind of the Jews, it was very hard to separate between a calamity happening to the temple and the end of time. Because in some way for them, the destruction of the temple or the desecration of the temple was like the end of time. Yes, it may be separated by great periods of years, but there was somehow a connection for them. And of course, the temple was desecrated and the temple was destroyed a number of times. After the time of Daniel, it was desecrated by building a shrine to a false god on the very altar of the temple by a pagan ruler. Shortly after Mark writes his gospel, the temple is totally destroyed by the Romans, never to be rebuilt. And for them, somehow, that was all caught up as like the end of time. But I think the church presents these readings to us not to cause fear in our hearts, but to cause us to turn to the one who is our salvation. In that second reading today, it talks about him being seated at the right hand of the Father. He has won the victory for us. We are called to live in faith and trust in him. You catechumens, you candidates, that is what you are called to now, to live with trust in Christ Jesus. Yes, things will happen that we don't like. Disasters may come into our lives in one form or another form, and all of that is to be expected. But if we live in faith, if we live trusting that the Lord Jesus has died for us, has risen for us, and has brought us to himself through the life-giving waters of baptism, we need not fear, because we will live with him forever if we remain faithful to him.